The drip is small. The cost is not. You stand at the sink and count the seconds between drops. The sound finds you at night and again in the morning. You do not need a truck full of tools or a license to stop it. You need a calm plan, the right part, and 10 steady minutes of work once you know the type of faucet you have. Today you learn how to spot that type in a glance. You learn how to shut off water the right way and confirm zero pressure. You learn how to pull a handle without scratching it and how to read the clues that point to the fix. When the water comes back on, the spout stays dry. The silence is your win. Your water bill drops. Your confidence rises. You fixed a leak. You can fix the next one too. Chapter 1. Find the leak. Set the stage. Opening beat. You wake to the sound again. A soft tick from the kitchen sink. You lay out a towel, set a small bowl under the spout, and decide that today the dripping ends. The fix starts before any screw turns. It begins with clear scope, safe prep, and the skill of seeing what is in front of you. Scope. This chapter teaches you how to identify a household faucet leak at an indoor sink and get ready for the repair. You will learn how to tell if the drip is from the spout or if it is only trapped water in the neck. You will learn the major faucet types and how to spot each from the way the handle moves and from the trim details. You will shut off water at the angle stops, bleed pressure to zero, and protect the sink and finish. You will gather the right tools and make a short parts list. You will remove only caps and handles in this chapter. You will not open the valve body yet. That comes in Chapter 2. Safety. Put on safety glasses. A small spring or clip can jump when a handle comes loose. Water can spray if a shutoff fails. Wear light gloves if the trim has sharp edges. Clear the area. No cups or dishes in the basin. Keep pets and kids out of the room. Find the shutoff valves under the sink. There are two. One for cold on the right. One for hot on the left. If you do not see them, the shutoff may be in the basement or a cabinet nearby. Know how to reach your main house shutoff in case an angle stop fails. Work in good light. Set a towel to cover the drain. A tiny screw in a drain is a hard day. Tools and materials. You will need an adjustable wrench with smooth jaws. You will need a screwdriver set with flat and Phillips. You will need a small Allen key set for hidden handle set screws. You will need needle nose pliers. You will need plumber grease in a small tube. You will need PTFE tape for threaded joints that allow it. You will need a flashlight. You will need a small cup for screws and caps. You may want a plastic trim tool to pry caps without scratching. You may want a short mirror to see behind the spout. For parts, you are not buying yet. You will identify first. Then you will buy a washer kit, a cartridge, a ball kit, or O-rings in Chapter 2 based on the type you confirm today. Setup. Lay a folded towel on the counter. Lay a second towel inside the sink. Put a rubber drain plug or a wad of cloth in the drain. This keeps small parts safe. Place your cup or small tray near your dominant hand. Turn off both angle stops. Turn the cold valve clockwise until it stops. Turn the hot valve clockwise until it stops. Do not force it past snug. Now open the faucet handles. If it is a single handle, lift it to the center. If it is a two-handle faucet, open both. Water should slow and then stop as pressure bleeds off. Leave the faucet open. Now confirm zero pressure. Close both handles. Wait 5 seconds. Open them again. You should get only a short burp of air and a last thin stream. If the stream keeps going, your shutoff did not seal. Try to turn the angle stop a touch more. If it still flows, stop here and use the main shutoff for the house. Once pressure is at zero, close the faucet again. Identify the leak source first. Stand to the side. Dry the spout with a towel. Dry the handle base and the faucet base where it meets the sink deck. Wait 1 full minute. Watch for water forming. If a bead grows at the mouth of the spout, your leak is through the valve and out the spout. If water forms around the handle or base, your leak may be an O-ring or packing leak. If the spout stayed dry after you shut water and bled pressure, the drip may have been trapped water in the gooseneck. Confirm with a simple test. With shutoff still off, lift the handle to open and count to 3. Lower the handle. Dry the spout again. If it stays dry for 2 minutes, the drip you heard was likely a true leak under pressure, now gone only because the water is off. You will still repair the valve in Chapter 2. Check the aerator. Unscrew it by hand or with a soft cloth and pliers if it is tight. Rinse out grit. With shutoffs off, reinstall hand tight. A clogged aerator does not cause a drip. It can cause odd spray and slow flow. You want it clean for the final test later. Know your faucet type by motion. You can identify most faucets without opening them by watching and touching the handle travel. Compression faucet. This is a two-handle style. It turns many degrees to open. You can feel the handle screw down tight to stop water. Inside there is a rubber washer that seals against a metal seat. A worn washer or a pitted seat makes a spout drip. The fix is a washer and sometimes a seat. Cartridge or ceramic disc faucet. This may be a single handle or two handle style. The handle turns a quarter turn or half turn and stops at a hard point. Travel is smooth and short. Inside is a cartridge with seals or a pair of hard ceramic discs with precise ports. A worn or nicked seal causes a drip. The fix is a cartridge or a disc seal. Ball faucet. This is a single handle style with a dome cap and a rounded look where the handle meets the body. The handle moves in a ball joint that blends hot and cold. Springs and seats under the ball can wear. The fix is a kit with cam, packing, and springs. Look for trim clues. A small cap on the handle center that pops off often hides a screw. That is common on cartridges and on some compression styles. A handle that uses a set screw from the side means you will need an Allen key. A dome-shaped cap that unscrews by hand is a hint for a ball type. Confirm type with a gentle peek. With water still off and pressure at zero, remove only what you need to confirm the type. Protect the finish with blue tape if the faucet is delicate. For a cap style, use a plastic pry tool or a fingernail to pop the small hot and cold button from the handle top. Set the button in your parts cup. Use the right screwdriver to remove the handle screw. Lift the handle straight up. If it sticks, rock it gently. You may see a cartridge stem with two flat sides. That points to a cartridge or ceramic disc type. For a set screw style, feel under or behind the handle for a tiny hole. Insert the correct Allen key. Turn counterclockwise to loosen. Pull the handle off the stem. You may see a cartridge clip. Do not pull the clip yet. You only want to confirm the type. For a dome cap style, wrap the dome with a cloth. Turn it counterclockwise by hand. A thin strap wrench can help if it is stuck. Under the dome, you may see a ball joint and a cam. That confirms a ball faucet. Do not pull stems or cartridges in this chapter. If you pull a clip by mistake, push it back in and set the handle loosely back on the stem so you do not lose position. Protect the work area. Polished finishes scratch fast. Keep metal tools off the deck and spout. Lay tools on the towel. Use only the size of screwdriver or Allen key that fits clean. A wrong fit rounds fasteners and turns a 10-minute job into an hour. Check water pressure clues. Excess pressure will make even a new seal weep. With shutoff still off, note any house symptoms you have seen. A harsh bang when you close a valve. A thin mist at the aerator. Toilets that hiss. These can point to water that is too high or to water hammer. A basic residential target is roughly 50 to 60 pounds per square inch. You will check pressure in Chapter 3 with a gauge at a hose bib if needed. For now, record the clues in a notebook. Make your parts plan. Use your phone to take one clear photo of the faucet from the front and one of the handle hub with the cap or handle removed. Take a third photo of any clip, stem, or unique shape you can see. Measure the handle set screw size if you have Allen keys that match. If you can find the model number under the faucet or in the manual, write it down. If not, the photos will help the store match your cartridge or washer. For a compression style, you will buy a pair of same size washers and possibly a valve seat and a small seat wrench. For a cartridge style, you will buy the exact cartridge and a set of O-rings if the spout uses them. For a ball style, you will buy a cam and packing kit with springs and seats. Shut off the right way. Angle stops that have not moved in years can be stiff. Do not force them with a wrench at first. Grip the valve body with one hand to support it. Turn the small handle gently with the other. If it resists, back it a hair in the open direction, then try again to close. Once closed, open and close it once to free it. Leave it closed. If a valve stem leaks at the packing nut when you turn it, snug the packing nut 1/8 turn with a wrench while holding the valve body steady. The drip should stop. Do not over-tighten. If the angle stop will not close or leaks badly, stop and plan to use the main shutoff and replace the angle stop at a later date or with a pro. Confirm the leak path one last time. With handles still off or caps removed, dry all surfaces. Place a dry strip of tissue at the spout mouth. Place a second strip around the handle hub or around the dome on a ball faucet. Wait 2 minutes. If the tissue at the spout grows wet, the leak path is through the valve. If the tissue by the handle grows wet with the angle stops off, you may have a residual puddle inside the trim. Blot it dry and recheck. If it keeps wetting, you have a seal leak at the stem or an O-ring. The repair path will still be in Chapter 2. Your job here is to label the symptom with care. Handle removal without damage. Before you lift a handle, look for a small set screw. Some handles have both a cap and a set screw. Do not pry hard until you know what you have. When you pry a cap, push from two sides so you do not bend the thin chrome. When you loosen a set screw, seat the Allen key fully. Turn slow. If it strips, stop and use a fresh key. A dab of penetrating oil on the key can help if the screw is stuck. Wipe extra oil away so it does not touch rubber parts. Light cleaning for a fair test later. Mineral crust can hide leaks and make reassembly bind. With water off, wipe the handle hub and the top of the trim with a cloth dampened with white vinegar. Do not flood the area. Do not get liquid down into the cartridge space. Let it sit 1 minute. Wipe dry. This leaves a clean surface so any new droplet after repair is easy to see. Zero pressure check repeated. Open the faucet body gently once more with the handle off. A small stem will turn or lift. You should feel only slack, not force. No water should come out. Close the stem again. This second check protects you if a family member tries to turn the main handle while you fetch parts. Leave a note on the sink that the water is off. What you will not do yet. You will not pull the cartridge. You will not remove the compression stem. You will not unscrew the spout. You will not pull the retaining clip. Restraint keeps parts in order. It also keeps you from stripping threads or losing a tiny spring. The goal of this chapter is certainty about type, symptom, and parts list. Step summary for Chapter 1. Step 1. Kill water at the angle stops. Bleed pressure. Confirm 0. Step 2. Dry the spout and base. Watch for new droplets to mark the leak path. Step 3. Remove only caps or handles to identify the internal type by sight. Step 4. Note handle travel to confirm compression, cartridge, ceramic disc, or ball. Step 5. Protect finish and plug the drain. Set up a parts cup. Step 6. Take photos for part matching. Record model numbers if found. Step 7. Make a short parts plan based on type and symptom. Step 8. Clean light mineral crust so final tests are honest. Verify. Your identification is complete when you can say these lines out loud and know they are true. The faucet is a two-handle compression style. The spout drips at rest. The washer is likely worn. Or, the faucet is a single-handle cartridge style. The handle travel is short. The leak is through the cartridge. Or, the faucet is a single-handle ball style. The dome cap is present. The kit with cam and springs is the fix. You also know that water is off and pressure is at zero. The sink and finish are protected. The drain is covered. You have a clear photo set. You have a parts list sized to one small bag. Common fails and quick fixes in this stage. If the handle will not come off, apply steady upward pressure while rocking side to side. A small spritz of penetrating oil at the hub can help. Wipe it dry after. Never pry against the spout. Use a trim tool against the handle base with a cloth under it to protect the finish. If the cap will not pop, warm it with your palm to loosen. Pry from two sides with plastic picks. Do not use a knife. It will scar. If the set screw strips, stop. Tap the key in to seat it. Try once more. If it is rounded, you can slot it with a tiny hacksaw blade and use a flat screwdriver. As a last resort, you can drill the screw out. That is a Chapter 2 level task. Set it aside until you have the new screw. If the angle stop leaks at the stem after you close it, snug the packing nut a quarter turn at most while supporting the valve body with the other hand. The leak should stop. If it does not, use the main shutoff and plan to replace the stop later. If the drip seems gone after you shut water, that is normal. The leak only shows under pressure. Your correct test comes after repair in Chapter 2 with water restored. Document. Write the faucet type and the symptom in a small notebook or in your phone. Add the room name, the date, and a short note on the trim style. Add the parts you plan to buy. Example. Hall bath. Single handle cartridge. Drips from spout at rest. Needs cartridge and spout O-rings. Add the tools you used and any that you wished you had. This creates a repeatable kit list for next time. Take one photo of the shutoff valves so you can spot them fast in a rush. Prep for the store. Measure twice. If you have calipers or a small ruler, note stem width or cartridge length from your photos. Bring the old aerator to match thread size if you plan to upgrade the flow rate. Put your Allen key and the small screwdriver in a bag so you can show the clerk which fit you have. Bring your photos. A clear photo saves 10 minutes of guesswork. Mindset check. Patience is a tool. Slow is fast here. The fix in Chapter 2 will take only a few minutes if you did this chapter well. You will lift a handle, pull a clip, swap a part, and restore water. If you rush now, you will chase a missing screw or a scratched cap later. Your goal is a dry spout, smooth travel, and a clean, safe sink deck. What success looks like at the end of Chapter 1. Water is off at the angle stops. Pressure is at zero. The sink and counter are protected. The drain is covered. The faucet type is confirmed by motion and by a quick look under the handle. The leak path is labeled. You have photos and a parts list. You know which kit to buy. You are ready to open the valve in Chapter 2 with no surprises. Recap. Identify the leak path and the faucet type without tearing the valve apart. Set a safe, clean work zone with water off and pressure at zero. A leave with a precise parts plan so the Chapter 2 repair is quick and sure. Chapter 2, Repair and Test. Opening beat. Now you open the faucet for real. The water is off. The work zone is clean. Your photos and parts are ready. You will swap the right piece, put it back together, and prove the drip is gone. Scope. This chapter covers the repair and immediate testing of three common faucet types. Compression with rubber washer and metal seat. Cartridge or ceramic disc. Ball with cam, springs, and seats. You will remove only what is needed, keep parts in order, replace worn seals, and reassemble without scratches or cross threads. You will restore water, purge air, and run a short test sequence that flags any new leaks fast. Long-term maintenance and deeper system issues wait for Chapter 3. Safety. Wear safety glasses. Small clips can spring free. Keep gloves handy for sharp trim edges. Confirm water is off at both angle stops. Confirm zero pressure by opening the faucet and seeing only a brief burp of air, then nothing. Plug the drain. Lay a towel in the basin. Support any valve body you turn with a second hand so you do not twist supply tubing. If you feel stuck or you see a cracked part, stop. A small pause is better than a bigger break. Tools, parts, and specs. Tools. Adjustable wrench with smooth jaws. Screwdriver set. Allen keys that match the handle set screw. Needle nose pliers. Small pick or dental tool. Strap wrench for dome caps. Small seat wrench or reseating tool for compression valves. Clean rags. Flashlight. A short mirror. Materials. Plumber grease for O-rings. PTFE tape for threaded joints where allowed. Do not tape cartridge threads that are not meant to seal water. Your replacement kit. For compression, a pair of same size rubber washers, matching screws, and packing or an O-ring if the stem uses it. For cartridge or ceramic disc, the exact cartridge and any included O-rings or clips. For ball type, a kit with cam, packing, springs, and seats. Specs and fit. Read the new part once before you pull the old part. Check length and keying features. Compare O-ring diameters. Match springs and seats by shape. If you have a valve seat tool, note that it cuts only a thin face. Do not overcut. Hand torque only on trim and bonnet nuts. If a spec is printed in inch pounds on your kit, read it once for awareness. If none is given, snug and stop. You can always tighten a touch more after a test. Setup. Set a parts tray or a sheet of white paper beside the faucet. As each piece comes off, lay it down in order from left to right. Take a phone photo of each layer if that helps you keep track. Cover the spout and deck with a clean towel when you are not touching them. That saves the finish from tools and grit. Have your new parts within reach. Open the replacement kit and put small pieces into a separate cup so they do not roll. Steps, compression faucet repair. Use this sequence for a two-handle faucet that turns many degrees and screws down to shut. Step 1. Remove the handle. Pop the cap or loosen the set screw. Lift the handle straight up. Place it in the tray. Step 2. Expose the stem. Unscrew the decorative sleeve if present. You will see a hex bonnet nut around the stem. Place a wrench on the bonnet. Support the valve body with your other hand. Turn counterclockwise to loosen. Lift the bonnet and stem assembly straight out. Step 3. Identify the washer. At the end of the stem there is a small screw that holds a rubber washer. Note the washer size, shape, and screw type. Flat or beveled. Slotted or Phillips. Take a photo. Remove the screw. Pry the old washer off. If the washer crumbles, clean the pocket fully. Step 4. Inspect the valve seat. Look into the valve body in the sink. You will see a round metal seat where the washer seals. Shine a light in. If it is smooth and bright, good. If you see pits or a groove, that can cause a drip even with a new washer. If the seat is removable, you will see a hex or square inside the hole. Insert a seat wrench. Turn counterclockwise to remove the seat. Inspect and replace with a matching new seat. If the seat is not removable, use a reseating tool lightly to dress the face. Spin a few turns. Wipe debris out. Do not remove too much metal. The goal is a clean, even ring. Step 5. Replace packing or O-rings. Some stems use string packing under the bonnet or a small O-ring near the top. If you see a cracked O-ring or dried packing, remove and replace. A thin smear of plumber grease on new O-rings helps them slide and seal. Step 6. Install the new washer. Place the correct washer in the pocket. If the seat face is flat, use a flat washer. If the seat is conical, use a beveled washer. Set the screw. Tighten snug. Do not strip it. Step 7. Reassemble the stem. Align the stem so it drops straight into the valve body. Hand start the bonnet threads. Turn down by hand at least 3 full turns. Then snug with the wrench while supporting the valve body. Do not over-tighten. The bonnet only seals packing and guides the stem. Step 8. Set handle position. Place the handle on loosely and turn the stem to closed. Do not force it. When you feel the stop, stop. Remove the handle again. This sets the stem to closed for the first test. Step 9. Repeat for the other side if the spout dripped. A spout drip can be hot or cold side. Replace both washers so the feel is even and the fix lasts. Steps: cartridge or ceramic disc faucet repair. Use this when the handle has short travel and stops at a hard point. This includes single handle and some two-handle designs. Step 1. Remove the handle. Pop the cap or loosen the set screw. Lift the handle off. Set the screw and cap in your cup. Step 2. Expose the cartridge. Remove the trim sleeve. You may see a retaining nut or a horseshoe clip. If it is a nut, place a wrench and loosen counterclockwise. If it is a clip, pull it straight up with pliers or a pick. Note the clip orientation. Take a photo. Step 3. Mark orientation. Many cartridges have a front and a back. Use a marker to make a small dot on the top of the cartridge and the faucet body so you can align the new part the same way. Step 4. Extract the cartridge. Grip the stem and pull straight out. If it is tight, rock gently. Some models include a small puller tool. Avoid twisting hard. Twisting can break locating tabs. Step 5. Inspect the valve cavity. Look for debris, grit, or bits of old O-ring. Wipe clean with a damp cloth. Do not scratch the sealing surfaces. Do not leave lint. Step 6. Prepare the new cartridge. Compare length and tabs to the old one. Lightly grease any exterior O-rings with plumber grease. Do not grease ceramic faces. Do not put PTFE tape on smooth cartridge barrels. Step 7. Insert and seat. Align the tabs with the body slots. Press straight in until it bottoms. You should feel it click or sit flush. Install the retaining clip or nut. If a clip, push fully home. If a nut, thread by hand first, then snug with a wrench. Do not over-tighten a plastic nut. Step 8. Refit the handle for index. Place the handle loosely and turn to confirm travel feels normal. Return the handle to off. Remove it again to finish trim. Step 9. If the faucet is a two-handle ceramic disc style, repeat on the other side if the spout dripped or if feel is rough. Steps: ball faucet repair. Use this when the single handle sits on a rounded dome and moves like a joystick. Step 1. Remove the handle. Loosen the set screw or remove the top screw under a cap. Lift the handle off. Set aside. Step 2. Remove the dome and cam. Unscrew the dome cap by hand or with a strap wrench. Lift off the cam and packing. Note the orientation. Take a photo. Step 3. Lift the ball. Pull the ball straight up. Look at the port slots. Clean any mineral film with a soft cloth. Do not scratch. Step 4. Replace springs and seats. In the valve body, you will see two small rubber seats with springs behind them. Use a pick to lift each seat and spring out. Place new springs into new seats as matched pairs. Drop each seat and spring into the holes. A dab of grease on the outside of each seat can help it settle. Step 5. Reinstall the ball. Align the slot on the ball with the pin in the body. Press it down gently so the ball contacts the new seats evenly. Step 6. Install new cam and packing. Place the cam with the tab aligned to the notch. Set the packing piece over it. Hand tighten the dome cap down over the packing. Do not over-tighten. The handle should move smoothly, not stiff. Step 7. Refit the handle. Place the handle on the stem and tighten the set screw or top screw. Confirm that the handle moves through its full arc without scraping. General reassembly care. Always hand start every thread. If you feel grit or binding, back off and start again. Wipe O-rings with a thin film of grease so they do not roll or pinch. Keep metal tools off polished surfaces. If you drop a clip, stop and find it. A missing clip will find the drain if you ignore it. Restore water. Close the faucet handle to off. Place a dry paper towel around joints and the base where leaks would show. Open the cold angle stop slowly. Then open the hot. Watch the paper towel for any wetting. If dry, open the faucet to center and let air purge. You will hear a rush and sputter. Let it run until the flow is steady. Close the faucet. Wipe all surfaces dry so you can spot any new droplets. Functional tests and quality checks. Drip test at the spout. With the faucet off, dry the spout mouth. Place a fresh strip of tissue at the mouth. Watch for 2 full minutes. A new droplet should not form. If it forms fast, the seal is not set or the wrong side still leaks on a two-handle faucet. If it forms slowly, the valve seat may still be pitted or the cartridge may not be fully seated. Note the behavior for the troubleshoot list. Handle feel. Open and close the faucet 10 times. The travel should be smooth. No grinding. No sticking. On a two-handle compression style, you should feel a firm stop without needing to force it. If it takes too much effort to close, the washer may be the wrong shape or the bonnet is overtight. Hot and cold symmetry. For a single handle, swing left and right. Flow should balance within reason. If hot is very weak compared to cold, the cartridge may be misindexed or debris may be lodged. For two handles, verify that the hot side and cold side feel the same. Check for leaks at joints. Run your finger around the bonnet area, the base of the spout, and the handle hub. Look underneath with a flashlight at the supply connections and the underside of the faucet. Any moisture means you stop and resolve it now. Aerator flush. Unscrew the aerator, rinse, and run water for 10 seconds with the aerator off to flush any loosened grit. Reinstall hand tight. This prevents a partial blockage that can masquerade as a valve problem. Temperature limit stop. Some single-handle cartridges include a limit ring to cap hot travel. With the water running warm, lift the handle to full hot and hold for a few seconds. If scald risk is present, adjust the limit stop per the part's instruction sheet. Keep it conservative if kids use the sink. Common repair variations and mini fixes. Compression stem packing leak. If water beads at the stem under the handle when the faucet is on, snug the bonnet a touch. If it persists, add a turn of packing or replace the small O-ring if present. Grease lightly. Cartridge clip does not seat. Remove the handle and look again. The cartridge may be a hair high. Press straight down and reinstate the clip. Do not bend the clip. If it still will not seat, confirm you have the correct cartridge. Ball faucet handle is stiff. Loosen the dome cap a quarter turn. If still stiff, lift the cam and packing, apply a thin film of grease where the packing rides and reassemble. Do not grease the ball ports. Valve seat still rough on compression. If a new washer did not stop the drip, pull the stem again and inspect the seat. If removable, replace it. If fixed, dress it once more with the reseating tool. Do not chase perfection. A clean, even ring is enough. Seep at spout base after cartridge swap. Many single-handle faucets also have O-rings on the spout barrel. If you see a ring of water around the spout base when the faucet is on, the spout O-rings need replacement. That is a Chapter 3 level task. Note it and proceed if the spout drip is solved. Wrong part signs. The cartridge length does not match the old one. The locating tabs do not align with the body. The handle index is off even when installed as before. The washer will not sit flat in the stem pocket. The springs in a ball kit are a different shape from the old ones and will not set. When you see a mismatch, do not force it. Keep the work area safe. Reinstall the old part with care if it still seals enough to use. Then exchange the part. Your photos help the counter match it on the next trip. Finish care during reassembly. Wipe fingerprints and grease from trim as you go. Use a damp cloth and dry right away. Do not use abrasive pads on chrome or stainless finish. If a small scratch happens, leave it. Rubbing can make it worse. Your goal is a clean, even look with no tool marks and no wobbly handles. Pass or fail criteria. Pass. The spout stays dry for 2 full minutes after shutoff. The handle movement is smooth. No moisture forms at bonnet, base, or under the sink. Hot and cold behave as before or better. The aerator flow is even. Fail. A drip forms at the spout within the 2-minute test. Moisture appears at the stem or base. Handle travel grinds or binds. Water seeps under the sink. Any fail calls for an immediate check using the quick paths below. Quick paths if the drip remains. Compression. Confirm you change the washer on the side that feeds the drip. If the drip pattern is stronger on hot only, open and replace the hot washer again and inspect the seat. Confirm the washer shape matches the seat. Replace a removable seat if pitted. Cartridge. Pull and reseat the cartridge. Confirm the clip is fully home. If the cartridge includes small port seals, confirm they are not rolled. If you reused old O-rings, replace with new and grease lightly. Ball. Confirm springs and seats are upright and centered. The small spring goes inside the seat. The narrow end of the spring points outward. Reseat the ball on top. Confirm the cam tab is in the notch. Ease the dome down until smooth, not tight. Document the repair. Write a short note with the date, faucet type, parts used, and any tests you ran. Take a photo of the reassembled handle area and one under the sink showing dry connections. Save the receipt or part number. This record makes future fixes faster and supports any warranty claim. Place the leftover parts and matching tool sizes in a small bag marked for this faucet. You are building a small shop kit that saves time later. What to leave set for Chapter 3. Leave the gauge and pressure questions on your list if you saw signs of overpressure. Note any base seep that points to spout O-rings. Add water hammer knocks if you heard them when opening or closing. Your faucet is fixed or very close. The next chapter covers deeper diagnosis and a simple maintenance plan so the fix lasts. Recap. You opened the faucet safely. You swapped the correct part. You hand-started every thread and protected the finish. You restored water, purged air, and tested for 2 minutes at rest. You checked handle feel, symmetry, and joints. You recorded what you did. Exit line. Turn the room quiet and listen. No tick. No bead forming in the light. The drip is gone. In Chapter 3, you learn what to do if it ever returns, how to catch new leaks early, and how to keep every faucet in the house tight, smooth, and safe. Chapter 3, Troubleshoot and Maintain. Opening beat. You stop the drip. Now you keep it that way. If a bead ever returns, you will find it fast, fix it clean, and protect the rest of the house. This chapter gives you the patterns, the checks, and the routine that turns one repair into a durable skill. Scope. You will diagnose leaks that return after a washer, cartridge, or ball kit swap. You will track leaks that move from the spout to the base or to the cabinet below. You will test house water pressure and note when to call a pro for a pressure-reducing valve. You will learn how to quiet water hammer. You will set an annual faucet care plan. You will document your work for warranty and inspection notes. Safety. Wear safety glasses when you open trim or pull clips. Keep gloves handy when you handle sharp sheet metal under the sink. Work in good light. Use a dry mat for your knees. Confirm the angle stops work and you can reach the main shutoff. Unplug any under sink appliance before you reach inside. Keep the drain plugged when small parts come out. Do not overheat stubborn parts with a torch. If something cracks, stop and replace it. Never put your weight on supply lines. Tools and materials. Tools. Adjustable wrench with smooth jaws. Screwdriver set. Allen keys. Needle nose pliers. Small pick. Strap wrench. Seat wrench or reseating tool. Flashlight. Inspection mirror. Bucket and towels. Water pressure gauge with a female hose thread. Small level to check deck tilt. Tape measure to note clearances. Phone for photos. Materials. Plumber grease. PTFE tape for threaded joints where allowed. Replacement O-rings, washers, and clips match to your faucet. 2 small water hammer arresters if needed for quick close valves. labels, or tape for documenting shutoffs. A fine non-scratch scrub pad for mineral crust on metal only. Specs for reference. A typical target for residential static water pressure is roughly 50 to 60 pounds per square inch. Over 80 calls for a pressure-reducing valve in many places. A drip that forms in under 1 minute at the spout after shutoff points to a seal that is not seating. A seep at the base that grows when the faucet is on points to a spout O-ring. A puddle in the cabinet that shows only when you run hot can be a supply connection or a weeping shutoff. Read numbers aloud when you record them. Example: 57 pounds per square inch at 7:30 a.m., March 12, 2025. Setup: clear the sink and the cabinet. Place a towel in the basin and a second towel on the cabinet floor. Set a small bright light under the sink. Put a dry paper towel around each supply connection so a drop shows as a dark ring. Have your phone ready to record before and after. Close the door and listen to the room. A tiny hiss or tick can guide you before you see anything. Steps: track the leak by location and timing. Step 1. Spout only. Dry the spout mouth. Place a fresh strip of tissue. Close the faucet. Wait 2 minutes. If a droplet forms, it is a valve seal issue. Note the side on a two-handle faucet. If the hot side stopped the leak but cold still drips, open and repeat the cold repair. If both sides were replaced, inspect the seat again. A pitted seat can beat a new washer in 1 day. Step 2. Base only. Dry the deck around the faucet base. Run the faucet for 1 minute. Watch the base with a flashlight from both sides. If a bead grows around the spout hub, the spout O-rings need replacement. If a bead grows at the bonnet, snug the bonnet a little. If it persists, replace the packing or the small O-ring under the bonnet. Step 3. Under sink only. Run hot for 1 minute. Run cold for 1 minute. Check the paper towels on the supply lines and shutoff valves. A ring that appears during hot only points to the hot connection or the hot shutoff packing. Snug the nut on the compression joint if it seeps. Do not over-tighten. If the valve stem leaks when you turn it, snug the packing nut 1/8 turn while supporting the body. Step 4. Only when the faucet closes. If the leak shows as a bang and then a drop when you close the faucet fast, note water hammer. Quick close appliances like a dishwasher or a clothes washer can add to it. Water hammer can shake joints and start a leak. You can add small arresters near the appliance or at the lines that bang most. You will address it later in this chapter. Step 5. Only at odd hours. If the spout shows a random drip at night with no use before it, suspect pressure creep. City pressure can rise off hours. A weak seal will show itself then. You will confirm with a pressure gauge. Decision tree: what the pattern points to. Spout drip that returns soon after a compression washer swap. Recheck the seat. If removable, replace it. If fixed, dress it with a reseating tool. Confirm the washer shape matches the seat. Flat matches flat. Bevel matches cone. Confirm you replaced both hot and cold so feel is even. Spout drip that returns after a cartridge swap. Confirm the cartridge is fully seated and the clip is straight. Confirm you matched the part number. Reseat the cartridge with clean O-rings and a touch of grease. If the drip remains, inspect the cartridge bore for a nick. If the bore is damaged, the body may need replacement. Spout drip after a ball kit swap. Confirm springs and seats sit upright. The small spring goes inside the seat. Replace both springs and both seats as a pair even if one looked fine. Set the ball straight. The cam tab must sit in the notch. Seep at the base when the faucet is on. Replace the spout O-rings. Many single-handle faucets have two O-rings on the spout barrel. Turn off water. Lift the spout straight up after removing a small set screw if present. Roll off the old O-rings. Clean the barrel. Grease and install new rings. Refit the spout. Leak only under sink. Snug the compression nuts. Replace a deformed ferrule if needed. If a braided supply hose is cracked or bulged, replace the hose. Hoses have dates on the tag. If older than 10 years, replace both sides as a set. Use hand start, then snug a quarter turn. Pressure and water hammer, test and tame. Static pressure test. Go to a hose bib or laundry faucet with a threaded spout. Thread a pressure gauge by hand. Do not use PTFE tape on the gauge unless the seal requires it. Close all faucets in the house. Open the test spigot. Read the gauge. Record the number and the time. Example: 61 pounds per square inch at 4:15 p.m. Close the spigot. Overpressure. If your reading is above 80, note it. Overpressure can push past seals and shorten life. If you also see bangs or bouncing needles on the gauge when you close a valve, you have water hammer. Overpressure calls for a pressure-reducing valve on the main. That is work for a licensed pro. You can still lower stress today by opening angle stops fully and avoiding slamming valves. Water hammer. If the pipes bang when you close the faucet, add small water hammer arrestors near the quick close appliances first. A pair at the clothes washer often helps the whole home. Arrestors trap a cushion of air behind a sealed piston. They tame the shock wave and protect joints. Install them upright per the package. Hand start threads and snug. If hammer remains at the sink, secure loose pipes with padded clamps and add point-of-use arrestors on the supply lines if needed. Microdiagnostics, the little checks that solve big headaches. Deck tilt. Place a small level on the sink deck near the faucet. If the deck tilts toward the backsplash, water can pool and creep under trim. Dry the area after each use. Add a thin bead of clear silicone under the trim only if the faucet instructions allow it. Do not trap water inside the body. Loose mounting nuts. Reach under the sink and feel the faucet mounting nuts. If you can wiggle the faucet, tighten the nuts from below while a helper holds the body steady above with both hands. Do not twist supply lines as you tighten. Handle index off after cartridge swap. If the handle points wrong when off, you may have installed the cartridge rotated. Remove the handle and adjust per the part instructions so hot and cold index correctly. The aim is safety and predictability. Mineral scale on ceramic faces. If a ceramic disc cartridge drags or weeps, a tiny bit of grit may be on the faces. Do not scrape the discs. Remove the cartridge and rinse under running water. Tap gently to dislodge grit. Regrease only the exterior O-rings and reinstall. O-ring not seated. If you feel a notch or hear a squeak as a spout rotates, an O-ring may be twisted. Pull the spout. Clean the groove. Apply a thin, even film of grease. Roll the O-ring into place without stretching it. Reassemble. Undersink moisture that appears days later. Place a dry paper towel under each joint with the date written on it. Check daily. A faint ring that grows points to the offender. Replace that part. Many slow leaks show only as a musty smell at first. Tests and quality assurance. 2-minute drip test. You know this one. It stays in your routine. Dry the spout. Watch for 2 minutes. Repeat once more after you run hot water for 1 minute and close again. Heat can expand parts and show a marginal seal. Base ring test. Wrap a thin paper strip around the base where the spout meets the body. Run the faucet. If the strip darkens, the base O-rings need attention. Handle travel test. Open and close 10 times with a light grip. A good faucet moves smooth and stops clean. If you feel grit, stop and flush again with the aerator off. Undersink sweep. Run a bright light along every joint. Touch each joint with a dry finger. You can feel a film your eye cannot see. No moisture is the pass. Aerator flow test. Remove the aerator and check the screen. If grit shows after a repair, flush and reinstall. Weak flow with a clean aerator can point to debris in the cartridge ports. Pull, rinse, and reseat. Troubleshoot. Fast, effects then why list. If the spout drips faster after repair, then the new part is misseated or wrong. Pull and compare lengths or key tabs. Reseat with care. If the spout stops dripping but the base now leaks, then the spout O-rings were disturbed during repair. Replace and grease them. If the handle squeaks or binds, then the dome cap or bonnet is too tight or an O-ring is dry. Back off a hair and add a thin grease film to the O-ring. If only hot drips on a two-handle faucet after both washers were changed, then the hot seat is pitted or conical and you used a flat washer. Match washer to seat and refinish or replace the seat. If the cabinet smells damp but no drops show, then line the floor with dry towels overnight with dates written on them. The first ring that appears tells you where to work. If your pressure reads fine by day but leaks return at night, then pressure creep is likely. Record a midnight reading. If it spikes, call for a pressure-reducing valve. If water hammers even after you add arrestors, then lines are loose in a wall or pressure is high. Secure what you can reach. Record pressure and call a pro for the main fix. Maintenance, annual and seasonal plan. Quarterly quick check. Every 3 months, run a 2-minute drip test. Wipe the base dry and check for a ring during flow. Open and close handles 10 times to feel for smooth travel. Note any change. Semi-annual cleaning. Turn off water at the angle stops. Pop the handle caps and wipe dust and soap film from the hub area. Remove the aerator. Soak it in warm vinegar for 10 minutes to loosen mineral scale. Rinse and reinstall hand tight. Do not soak rubber parts. Annual O-ring care. Once a year, if your faucet design allows the spout to lift, turn off water and lift the spout. Wipe old grease and debris from the O-rings and the barrel. Apply a thin film of plumber grease. Reinstall. This keeps rotation smooth and protects the rings. Angle stop exercise. Once a year, turn each angle stop off and back on to keep it free. Support the valve body with one hand while you turn the handle. If the stem weeps, snug the packing nut a little. This practice saves you in an emergency. Pressure check. Check house pressure once a year at a hose bib, record the reading and the time of day. If the number climbs over time, plan for a pressure-reducing valve. Keep records. They help during a sale or an inspection. Replace aged supply lines. Replace braided supply hoses every 7 to 10 years or sooner if the tag shows an older date. Replace both sides as a set. Use hand start and snug. Do not twist the hose. Documentation, photos and notes that pay you back. Start a small home log. Create a faucet page by room. Add the type, part numbers, and dates of repair. Add one photo of the faucet and one of the shutoffs. Add notes like hot seat replaced or cartridge 1222 installed. Keep receipts. Tape a small label under the sink with the date of the last service and the faucet model if you know it. For inspections and warranty claims, take 3 photos after each repair. One of the reassembled trim. One of the base and deck dry with a timestamp. One under the sink showing dry joints. Write a 1-line summary. Example. Cartridge replaced. 2-minute drip test passed. No moisture at joints. What inspectors look for. They look for active leaks. Dry surfaces pass. They look for secure mounting and clean joints. No wobbly bodies. They look for accessible shutoffs that work for both hot and cold. They like to see anti-scald limit stops set on single-handle faucets in homes with children or elders. They note if supply lines are kink-free and not rubbing sharp edges. They may ask for pressure readings if they see banging or spray. Keep your records. When you can say, pressure was 58 pounds per square inch last month, you show control. When to call a pro. Call if the valve body is cracked. Call if the cartridge bore is gouged. Call if the faucet is a rare model with no available parts and you want a like-for-like replacement without changing the sink. Call if pressure is over 80 and you need a pressure-reducing valve on the main. Call if water hammer persists after you add arrestors and secure lines. There is no loss in calling for help when the fix moves beyond a part swap. Upgrade or replace, deciding with numbers. You fix the leak. If the faucet still binds or has corroded trim, you can price a full replacement. Measure hole spacing on a 2-handle faucet. 4 inches is a center set. 8 inches is a widespread. Check the sink hole count for a single handle. Note deck thickness. If supply stops are old and seized, add their replacement to the scope. A new faucet with fresh stops and hoses can save time over chasing old parts. Budget your time and weigh parts cost versus a new unit. Care for finishes. Wipe the faucet dry after use if water is hard in your area. Do not spray harsh cleaners on the handle hub. A damp cloth and a drop of mild soap is enough. Dry with a soft towel. This extends seal life and keeps the base from sitting in a ring of water. Teach the house. Show every person who uses the sink how to close the faucet with a light touch. A compression faucet seals at contact. You do not need to crank down. Show where the shutoffs live. Place a small tag on the main shutoff with the words main water. In a rush, a tag beats a memory. Small upgrades that prevent big problems. Add escutcheon gaskets or thin beads of sealant where the manufacturer allows to keep splash from creeping under trim. Swap old plastic supply nuts for brass where code and the part allow. Add a small undersink leak sensor if you want an early alert. A beep at 2 in the morning can save a cabinet. Training your eye pattern memory. You will see the same few patterns again and again. Spout drip after shutoff means internal seal. Base ring during flow means spout O-rings. Drip only under sink means supply or shutoff. Bang at closure means water hammer. High random night drip means pressure creep. Write these pairs on a card and tape it inside the cabinet. The next time a drip starts, you will point at the right fix in seconds. Cost and time notes for planning. A washer and a seat can cost a few dollars and take 20 minutes once you know the steps. A cartridge often costs more but saves time and gives a factory feel. A ball kit sits between. O-rings are small money and high return. A pressure gauge is a one-time buy that pays back across the whole house. Water hammer arresters are modest cost and can protect every joint downstream. Your personal kit, build it once. Keep a small box labeled faucet with the following. Allen keys that fit your handles. Screwdrivers that match the trim screws. A strap wrench. Plumber grease. PTFE tape. A few common washers. Spare spout O-rings for your models. Two spare aerators. Seat wrench. Flashlight. Pressure gauge. Paper towels and a Sharpie. With this box, a night drip becomes a short task. Verify your end of chapter checklist. Say these lines out loud and confirm each with your eyes and your hands. The spout stays dry for 2 minutes after shutoff. The base stays dry during a 1 minute flow. The cabinet floor is dry and clean after hot and cold runs. House pressure is recorded with date and time. Any water hammer is quieted or noted with a plan. The aerator flows clean. The handle travel is smooth and predictable. The faucet mounting is tight. The shutoffs work and do not weep. The work is documented with photos and notes. Document, close the loop. Write the date. List what you checked and what you changed. Add any pressure number. Add a one-line plan for next time if anything was imperfect. Example. Spout O-rings replaced. Base dry. Pressure 60 pounds per square inch. Add arresters at washer next weekend. Put the note in your home log. Save the photos. Recap. You learned how a returning drip points to a seat, a misseated cartridge, or a twisted O-ring. You learned how base leaks call for spout O-rings or bonnet packing. You learned to test pressure and tame water hammer. You built a maintenance plan and a small kit. You recorded the work so the next fix is faster. Exit line. You listen again. Only quiet. No tick in the night. You know the patterns now, and you have the tools. A faucet drip is no longer a guess. It is a simple path from symptom to fix, from care to calm water, and a clean, dry sink.